Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and Spads Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Whatever you need, you got it. Come to and get your mortgage. Live the dream with Republic.
95 to 100% financing. 50% waive of negotiation fees. Plus one lucky person gets their mortgage paid in full. Turn someday into today. Talk to Republic Bank about your low-cost mortgage today.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5. Or get a free play. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2 numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2 in the afternoon. Pick 2 in the evening. Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Unique was getting nightmares about Usher and Kevin comforted her. Later, she told Divine that a friend in the support group had contracted tuberculosis and was receiving treatment. Ignatius told Shelley that he was on the way to pick up Coretta on the highway when the accident occurred. An angry Shelley later called Coretta and told her to stay away from her husband. As we return, Ignatius has been discharged and we join him and Shelley at home.
You okay, Ignatius?
Yes. Just the aches, Shelley.
When you due again for pain meds?
Not for another 2 hours, I think.
Okay. You comfortable on the chair or you want to go and lie down on the bed?
A comfortable here. Just happy to be home.
Me too. The doctors were really amazed at how fast they were able to discharge you. Now all we got to do is the follow-up visits. You really strong, Iggy?
Strong? I have to be some guardian angel or something watching over me.
I know. I'm so happy that you're okay.
Thank you for being by my side.
You didn't even have to ask.
I really appreciate it.
You would have done the same for me.
Yeah. Turn on the TV. I'm going to relax a little.
You need anything to eat or drink?
Nah. I'm good for now.
What do you want to watch?
Give me the remote. I'm going to find something.
Okay. Look.
Thank you.
What do you want for lunch, Iggy?
Some of that curry soup from Boston restaurant sounds good.
All right. I'm going to go when it's near lunch. The soup don't ready till around 11.
Okay.
Who's this?
Answer. Might be somebody calling to ask about me.
Yeah. Hello?
Shelley?
Robin?
How do you know the voice so good?
Hold on, Robin. Ignatius, I don't want to disturb you. I'm going to the next room and talk to my friend Robin.
No problem.
What happened, Robin? It's a long me hear from you.
I know, Shelley. I just hear doing my thing. I called Catalina to get your number. I hope you don't mind. I know the two of y'all don't really pull these days.
Me got no problem with Catalina. It's more like she got a problem with me.
Y'all should forget all them nonsense, man. Life too short. Forgive and forget.
I know.
She was telling me your husband Ignatius reached up in an accident. He okay?
He coming around, man. He get discharged today.
Oh, nice, nice. God is good.
All the time. So how you been doing, huh?
Well, I can tell you. I'm still in the business. And I just do a little guard work. Same old, Robin.
Okay.
I ain't like you to get lucky and marry a rich man.
Girl, stop.
You, Catalina, Pepper, Mala, all y'all always had y'all good looks to catch any man. But as for me, Robin Gibson, I always been a plain Jean.
Look, Robin, it's my kind of hear people talk down themselves like that. Don't do it. It's not looks alone, it's get or keep a man.
I know that part.
Big up yourself, you doing your thing.
Yeah, man. Anyway, friend, I ain't mean to burden you with me problems, but is a reason I'm calling you.
Well, I figured that much.
I'm in a really rough spot, and after I talked to Catalina, I realize you probably is the best person to help me out.
What's going on?
I've been renting this 3-bedroom apartment with my 2 friends, Christopher and Dion.
Okay.
But girl, I ain't know is what. The lease almost up, and the landlord said he not renewing it. All now, I thinking is discrimination, because he know is a sex worker, a trans woman, and a gay man renting the place.
Wow. You really think there's the reason?
I don't know. He said he upgrading the place to raise the rent. I guess he trying to get in on them oil money people too.
Yeah, a lot of that going on.
Shelly, soon I ain't know how poor Guyanese gonna be able to afford rent in this country. It's ridiculous.
Plenty people complaining, girl.
Well, I is one of them people. We've been looking for a new place, but no luck. For a 3-bedroom, everybody want from 140,000 and more.
Wow.
We paying 80,000 now.
Oh, okay.
So I know you husband into the housing business. So I was hoping you could probably help me out.
Well, you call it the right time, girl.
I did?
Listen, me and Ignatius been having a little problems over the last few months. I never get into all the details right now. Anyway, I was actually living in a house he gave me.
Oh, okay.
But I moved back in with him to help nurse him back to health. So you know reason you and your friends can't stay at me house till y'all start yourself out.
Oh, Shelly, thank you. Thank you.
I just gotta move my clothes and stuff back over here. And y'all could get the place, furnishing everything.
Well, we got me little furniture and appliances.
I got space downstairs where you could store your stuff till y'all ready to leave.
Wonderful. Shelly, I can't thank you enough. Christopher and Dion gonna be so happy when I tell them.
I'll mention it, man.
So here what? I'm gonna call you when I'm ready to come and check the place. We got 3 weeks more in this man apartment.
Alright, good.
Shelly, you's a godsend. I can never forget this.
Alright, Robin. You take care of yourself until we talk again, eh?
You too.
Thomas and Maria, y'all come inside a minute.
Come in, mommy.
Come in, Auntie Skeeter.
What is the meaning of this?
Oh, I was eating and then I get full. Mommy, you know I don't like eat too much greens.
Y'all can't be doing this. You got to eat the greens when I cook it. Y'all just wasting the food when you do this.
Sorry, Auntie Skeeter.
You know how many people don't get nutritious food like this? Y'all got things too good. Marie, I know they're teaching you about proper nutrition in school.
But mommy, it's only lately you start cooking more greens. We really have to eat it every day?
Yes, Maria. After talking to your Uncle Danny, I realized that we need to be eating more fruits and greens.
Well, when you cook it, you don't have to give me. I could eat just the rice and meat or whatever.
We have to do this to make sure we are healthy. You're writing exams next year, and you got to make sure you get proper nutrition so that your brain can function properly.
Nothing wrong with how my brain functioning now.
Oh, come on, Maria. Don't be rude.
I'm sorry, but I just don't like greens.
I would try Auntie Skeeter, because in school, the teachers encourage us to eat healthy. They said we should have fruits and vegetables every day, at least 5 servings.
And Maria, I sure they're teaching you the same thing. Ralph does plant 2 things on the farm, but he doesn't plant everything.
Tomorrow, I'm gonna help Daddy on the farm.
Good boy. Greens expensive. I'm trying to get Ralph to plant more greens so that we won't have to buy. Y'all know things hard.
Can I go back outside?
I want you to finish this food.
I will try and eat it later. I just want to continue studying.
Alright. But please, y'all have to try.
Excuse me.
I promise you from now on, I'm going to eat everything on my plate, Auntie Skeeter. I don't want the food to waste.
Thank you, Thomas.
Can I go back outside and continue playing football?
Yes, son.
Thanks.
Thomas, you know I'm reading. Go so and kick your ball.
Sorry for disturbing you. What you reading though?
Just a book.
Let me see the cover now.
Leave me alone.
To Kill a Mockingbird. What's that about?
It's a book I have to study for CSEC English Literature next year.
Oh, it nice?
No, it's sad.
Sad? How?
Thomas, I don't want to answer any more questions. Go and kick your ball over so.
Alright, I won't disturb you anymore.
Thank you.
What are you going to drip with this ball, Maria?
Oh.
Maria, you feeling alright?
Yes.
Well, why are you making up your face so?
Mind your own business, please.
Alright. Maria, you sure you're alright?
Thomas, please, just leave me alone.
Alright, I'm going inside for some water. Auntie Skeeta?
Yes, Thomas?
I don't think Maria feeling good.
What?
She making up she face like she in pain or something. But when I ask she says she alright.
Maria!
Yes, Mommy?
Maria, you okay?
Yes, Mommy. Why?
Thomas said you're making up your face like you ain't feeling well.
Don't bother with Thomas.
I didn't lie.
Bye. Go and kick your ball in peace.
Alright.
You getting belly pain because of your period?
No, Mommy. It's not that. I said I'm fine.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm going inside and lie down.
Alright. If you need anything, just let me know.
I don't need anything.
Sometimes I don't know what is going on with my child.
I wasn't lying, Auntie Skeeta. Something wrong with Maria.
Thank you for telling me, son. I'll know soon enough what's going on with her. I'll get to the bottom of this.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.
The killing of another woman. Girl, you opened some blues for the girl this morning.
Again?
You take away your phone, she can't go up on the road without tea, your family can't come over. You don't get your 1 cent now like you beating she for tea, breakfast, and dinner.
And what you do?
Me, I don't get involved in man and woman's story.
But you don't get involved when she make the headlines though. Don't say if I the only.
What you want I do? You don't ban me.
You're your friend, you got a responsibility.
Wait, you want me confronting?
No, I want you to play a part to stop the violence safely.
Save violence against women no more. Report. Get help. Call 914.
This message was brought to you with the kind support of the Caribbean Vulnerable Communities Coalition and Spotlight Initiative.
Step up and cherish each other. My brothers, please put down the guns.